body scan practice. So in this practice, you might find it really nice to choose a comfortable place to lie down. Maybe find a lovely, soft, warm blanket to cover your body, if that's possible, or maybe some bed covers. Finding a position that's really comfortable and secure. You might want to lie flat on your back, or maybe you prefer to lie on your side, or even on your front. And of course, you can simply sit up as well if you prefer. And through this practice, I'll be guiding your attention through the body, into different body parts. And if there's a particular body part you simply don't feel like paying attention to, then that's absolutely fine. There's no wrong way to do this practice, just like all of the practices. Finding what feels most helpful and what works for you. So if you don't feel like paying attention to a body part, then either skipping to the next body part or maybe using your imagination to take yourself in your mind's eye to a safe place. And the intention for this practice is to pay attention to the body and what's going on for the body in a curious and patient and really kind way. So that's our intention, to bring curiosity and kindness to our experience and see if we can allow the body to be just as it is, rather than needing for it to be different. So just like with all of our intentions, we set our intention and then we let go of worrying about what our actual experience is. And so beginning by taking our attention first of all into the toes of both of the feet. Tuning into all of the toes with all of our attention as best we can. Noticing any physical sensations that are there to be noticed. So any glowing kind of feelings or tingling or buzzing, numbness, coolness or warmth, clamminess or itchiness, sensations of contact where the sides of the toes touch each other, or perhaps there's a sock or some tights encasing those toes, and maybe that creates some sensations. And maybe you're not aware of anything in the toes, any particular sensations, and that's absolutely fine. Just registering a blank. Maybe you're finding it a little tricky to pay attention to both of the feet at the same time, both sets of toes, and if that's the case, then just taking your attention from one foot to the other, alternately. And expanding that awareness now to include the sides of the feet and the soles of the feet, and the tops of the feet, and the ankles. And we're not thinking about the feet, we're tuning into them. So with this practice, we're using our senses to sense into what's going on, rather than to think about it. So tuning in to the bones and the joints of the feet and the blood vessels and the muscles and skin surrounding. Noticing anything that's here to be noticed. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of the awareness of the toes and feet and ankles and bringing our attention upwards into the lower legs. So including in our awareness the shin bones and the calf muscles, and the knees, including the sides of the knees and the fronts of the knees, and the backs of the knees, and including the thighs, the thigh muscles, the thigh bones, up to the hip bone on the outside of the thigh and up to the groin on the inside of the thigh. And just noticing any sensations, maybe some sensations of contact, if the thighs are resting against the bed or the floor, maybe the calf muscles too. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of our awareness of the legs and bringing our attention into the bottom, the hips, the pelvis. And tuning into how those areas feel. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of our awareness of these areas and taking your attention now into the abdomen. So that belly perhaps softly rising and falling with the breath. Maybe there's some awareness of that. Maybe sensations of digestion, maybe little gurgles in the tummy area. Paying attention to anything that's here to be noticed. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of the belly area and bringing our attention into the chest area now. Perhaps aware of movement in the chest with the breath, the rise and the fall of the chest. Perhaps even aware of the beating of your own heart. Nothing wrong at all if you're not aware of this. Indeed, if you're not aware of any particular sensations in the body, nothing wrong at all. Just registering a blank any time that you have a check and can't find anything in particular to notice. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of the awareness of the chest and taking the full torchlight of your attention into the base of the spine. And moving your attention upwards through the spine, slowly. Upwards through that strong column at the centre of the back, up through the lower back, in the middle of the back, and the upper back. Right up into the back of the neck. And then spreading that awareness out to include the whole of the back from one side right across to the other side. So holding the whole of the back in your awareness as best you can. Maybe aware of some sensations of contact between the back and the floor or the bed or the chair, whatever it might be resting against. Noticing how that feels. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of the back. And bringing your attention now as best you can, your full attention into your shoulders. Noticing how your shoulders feel in this moment. Tuning into the shoulder joints and the tops of the arms, all of those muscles and the bones of the tops of the arms and the elbows, including those in your awareness, and the lower arms, into the wrists and the hands right into the fingertips, including the palms of the hands and the backs of the hands. Tuning in to anything that's going on here. Any buzzing, warmth, glowing, tingling, numbness, coolness, itchiness, sensations of contact, pressure, maybe air touching the hands. And just registering a blank if you're not aware of anything in particular, in the shoulders or arms or hands. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of these areas. And intending to direct your full attention into the neck and throat now. Tuning in to the neck and throat. Maybe swallowing for a moment will help you get in contact with sensations in this area. And then expanding the awareness of the neck and throat to include the jaw and the chin, the teeth and the lips, the mouth, the tongue, the sides of the head, including the ears, the nose and cheeks, eyes and eyebrows, forehead and top of the head, and back of the head. And including the brain as well. Intending to tune into all of these areas, including the brain. Any sensations here to be noticed? Be aware of the air touching the skin of your face, or maybe aware of strands of hair resting against your face or neck. Maybe aware of slight, subtle sensations of air tickling the little area beneath your nose or tickling your lips on the way in or on the way out. And on the next out-breath, letting go of the awareness of the head and face, neck and throat. And now, intending to become aware of the whole of the body as it rests here. Aware of the whole of the body from the top of the head right down to the soles of the feet. And aware of the whole of the body from one side right across to the other side. And aware of the whole of the body from the front of the body right through to the back of the body. The whole of this body just resting here. Maybe you can spend a moment thanking yourself for having taken the time to just be for a few minutes instead of doing. What a lovely gift that is to give to ourselves. And in the last few moments of the practice, perhaps imagining breathing in a funny way, just as an experiment to see how it feels. Maybe imagining breathing in through the soles of the feet and up into the lungs, then breathing out through a little hole in the top of the head. And then breathing in through a little hole in the top of the head into the lungs and breathing out down the body and out of the soles of the feet. That might seem like a really peculiar thing to do. So seeing if you can set aside any ideas about how silly that is and give it a go. Breathing in through the soles of your feet and out through the top of your head. And then breathing in through the top of your head and out through the soles of your feet. You can do that for as long as you like. Breathing through the whole of the body. And allowing this body to be just as you find it, as best you can.